This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 1st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Currently, across many of Israel's cities, the weather is balmy. In Jerusalem, it's a warm day with clear skies. Tel Aviv also enjoys sunshine, perfect for those at the beach. Meanwhile, Haifa sees mild temperatures and a light breeze, providing a pleasant day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, missiles and attacks are escalating in the Gulf. This comes as the U.S. reportedly prepares for a bombing campaign targeting Iran's nuclear sites. Conflicting reports exist on Israeli involvement. Iran, in response, threatens Israeli gas fields. Also from Israel Hayom, the mayor of New York faced embarrassment at an American soldier's funeral. The conservative family of the soldier, killed in an Iranian attack in Jordan, did not invite him to speak. Also this hour, I-24 News reports on the IDF 2.0, highlighting game-changing upgrades under fire. Separately, according to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency via Forward, rabbis in Maine call for peace. They urge politicians to stop labeling the Gaza conflict as a genocide. And finally, in earlier reporting from the Times of Israel, the U.S. Embassy in Middle East advises Americans to consider departing. They warn of potential travel disruptions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News described how the Democratic mayor expected to speak at Sergeant Angel Sarah Ramprasad's funeral, but was not allowed to address mourners. This post came in just minutes ago. Iris, an observer of U.S.-Israeli relations, posted that the U.S. warns its citizens of potential escalation in Israel and the Middle East. The advisory suggests preparing for unexpected flight cancellations and airspace closures. In a similar vein, I24N, EWS English highlights that the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem urges Americans to consider leaving. It warns of travel disruptions and flight cancellations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating tensions in the Gulf, Ynet reports that the U.S. is gearing up for a potential bombing campaign against Iran's nuclear capabilities. Iran has issued threats against Israeli gas fields in response. This development raises the specter of broader regional conflict. Turning to the situation in New York, Israel Hayom reveals that the mayor of New York was placed in the fourth row at the funeral of a soldier killed in Jordan. The family, holding conservative views, did not permit him to speak. This incident reflects the complex intersections of politics and personal grief. Meanwhile, I-24 News outlines significant upgrades in the IDF, termed IDF 2.0. These improvements come amid ongoing conflict, showing Israel's commitment to maintaining strategic advantage. The upgrades could shift operational dynamics in the region. Separately, from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, rabbis in Maine have issued a plea for peace. They ask political leaders to avoid inflammatory language, such as calling the situation in Gaza a genocide. This statement underscores the deep divisions and calls for restraint in public discourse. Finally, the U.S. Embassy's advisory to its citizens in the Middle East comes amid heightened tensions. The warning suggests Americans prepare for potential travel issues, as reported by Times of Israel. This could affect diplomatic and civilian movements in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports on the collaboration between Kimberly-Clark and Suzano. Their joint venture, Arbex, begins operations in Israel with Liat Kedar Pagin as CEO. This new venture marks a significant investment in the Israeli market. Separately, CTEK highlights Apple's warning about AI-era chip shortages. Despite strong demand for iPhones and Macs, supply issues have led Apple to lower its growth outlook. This situation could influence tech markets globally, including Israel. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli AI security company Onyx Security has raised $113 million. Their platform helps organizations manage AI agents securely. This funding round signals strong investor confidence in Israel's tech innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.